Hello, everyone, and welcome to a random ass recording. It's not very often that I have to do this. It's been a very long time, in fact, since I've had to do something like this, but this time it is warranted. This year, GGW will be switching over to a new format. And so I think it's time for me to break that new format down and explain some of my reasoning in its development, as long as my justification for some of the more interesting facets of how GGW6 is going to work. Before I get into all that nonsense, let's take a stroll down memory lane just to see how this contest has evolved. GGW first started as a way to be a summer spectacular. It was meant to draw in a large number of writers to compete in a contest that was different from anything else at the time. This was done in a bracket format. People went head-to-head. It was just like the NCAA tournament, except that there was a second chance clause built in, and losers would form a bracket of their own, and as rounds progressed, this loser bracket would increase, well, decrease technically, but gain new participants along the way, and eventually the winners would meet in some epic final clash. And that's how it went down. Later on, I decided that the bracket format just wasn't quite good enough. It forced people to have to stay in it all summer, which quite frankly just isn't possible because summer is meant for vacation, right? And high schoolers, they're going to leave and they're not going to be there. It also really sucked for people who wanted to come into the competition but missed out on the early bracket sign-up. So GGW2 introduced the gauntlet that we've been used to for the last 4 years. You come in, you try to accumulate as many points as possible, and that's your ticket to winning. Since AGWL has come into existence, however, the gauntlet format for GGW doesn't necessarily make sense anymore. It's redundant. AGWL is the new gauntlet. GGW is the crown jewel in this contest lineup that comprises what AGWL truly is. But having GGW test the gauntlet as well doesn't really make any sense, because the AGWL is already doing that for us. The other thing that is kind of lended to the development of this new format is that I am tired of people being turned off either by the fact that they came in late and just can't accumulate the points, or then after a few rounds they don't feel they have a chance at winning and so they bow out. GGW has always been the most popular contest of the year, but by round 3, interest seems to reach a plateau. I don't want that anymore. I want the contest to swell and invite more people in and be welcoming and grow into something outrageously huge, because that's quite frankly what's going to make it awesome. So this is how it's going to work this year. The gauntlet is done. Well, at least in terms of GGW. AGWL will run exactly the way it did last year. Every round, you'll accumulate points for the AGWL total. That goes for the Prism. All that shit's the same. But winning GGW is going to be different. For starters, we're going to have 6 qualifier rounds that lead to a playoff. So what's going to happen is there's going to be 6 qualifiers, right? The winner of each of those qualifying rounds punches a ticket for the playoffs. So there are 6 slots available there. Now here's the key, and this is to encourage continued participation. If you win 2 qualifiers, you have eliminated 1 free slot for the competition. You have narrowed the field already just by staying in. Plus, you should stay in because those points are going to AGWL stuff anyway. Regardless. Then, I'm giving a 7th spot to the person who has the best top score out of all of the GGW qualifying rounds. So it's kind of getting back to the old gauntlet era, but it's there. Now the reason why I like the qualifier setup is that it encourages continued participation throughout, and it is also more welcoming to people who come in late. And finally, and this is the kicker, and this is what I'm going to have to justify a little bit, I've introduced an 8th spot to the playoffs, and that's a wild card slot. At the very end of the qualifying rounds, I will pick somebody to go to the playoffs. Now, years ago, I couldn't have done this. It's just problematic. judging writing is already subjective enough as it is, but then I'm going to handpick someone to go to the playoffs? Years ago, this would have generated an uproar, and it still might generate an uproar. So I'm going to try to nip this in the bud and drop some shots of shut the fuck up on the doubters before it gets out of control. I've been hosting this contest for almost 5.5 years. I think I've pretty much well established a legacy of fairness in my judgment. And, you know, while certainly I've made friends, probably a few enemies too, in the course of writing this contest, that has never interfered in my ability to judge good writing for what it is, or bad writing in case it sucks. The other issue is that I am really tired of seeing this happen every year. A great writer comes in, is only there for like the very end, doesn't quite make the best impact in the first round, maybe has a very solid second round, but just doesn't have the points to make it. And I'm tired of having to turn those people away. It makes them feel bad. I want to have openings for more people to get involved. That is how you grow the brand. I mean, this is just basic shit, right? If the contest is going to continue to grow, and I don't just mean survive, right? It's been surviving, and it's been pretty much doing what it's been doing for 5.5 years, but I want it to grow. Gotta grow the brand. You have to keep people interested. And so I feel that even though this wildcard slot may generate some problems, people might go, oh, what the fuck? I'm just going to lay it out there right now. A, I think I've proven myself to be a competent judge, and if I want to call someone to get into the playoffs, I think that's fair. And two, I'm doing it because I want that wildcard slot to go to someone who really fucking deserves it. I don't want to leave anyone out who really deserves the playoff ticket. So, there are 8 slots for the playoffs. What happens then? Let's just assume that there are no duplicate people in the playoffs. We have 8 separate individuals residing at this, you know, glorious endgame plane. This is where things get interesting, and we're pretty much going to pull a top cut all the way through the end. First round of the playoffs, top 4 scores at 8 go on to the next round. Second round, top 2 scores go to the championship. And then those two go head-to-head to determine who is the winner of GGW. Now, of course, while these rounds are going on, people are more than welcome to submit for AGWL credits, because AGWL runs concurrently with GGW. Want to make that very clear. So that's pretty much my justification for that. Oh, and by the way, this is crucial, as you all know, I'm a fan of throwing prompts in to GGW. Those will occur in the playoffs. So knock your hearts out for the qualifying rounds, but I'm going to make it tough as shit when we get to the end. So I hope you're ready. You know what's coming. I'm digging down really fucking deep because I got to show up PK for a goddamn video file. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!